We've got mail. I'm writing to tell you how much of an inspiration the new era is to me. An overwhelming idea. Thank you for publishing The Long and Short of It in the March 2000 issue. Just 2 days before I received my copy, I was flipping through my favorite clothes magazine, and I noticed some long capri pants. I felt overwhelmed by the idea that I needed to dress more modestly. I dress pretty modestly as it is, but my shorts are pretty short in the summer. I have been working with the idea of dressing modestly since I've been going to Especially for Youth, but after the week at camp, I quickly changed into my old habits, as did the girl in the story. When I read the story, I got that overwhelming feeling again, and I decided I'm never going to wear anything that doesn't meet church standards. Lauren Hagee, Cheshire, Connecticut, via email. Still following and sharing. I'm writing to thank you for the article, Sage's Story, in the February 2000 issue. Having read the Ensign article, August of 1989, about her, I appreciated so much this follow-up article. I enjoy reading about people who, against all odds, live life to the fullest and inspire others to do the same. I am glad to know that she is still following her dreams and sharing her testimony. Debbie Anderson, Yerington, Nevada. Read it often. I would just like to thank you for putting He Was a Stranger, July 1999, in the new era. Just a month before, my brother was critically injured in a car accident that left him in a coma for several months. We, too, received the love, warmth, and kindness from those in our stake, along with other members around the country, thanks to the Internet. My parents read the article to my brother often because we loved it so much and it really touched our hearts. It's nice to know there are people all around us to turn to in times of need. Lauren Whitlock, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, via email. Testimony has grown. Thanks for the message in every month's new era. Fear Not, Only Believe, January 2000, is a special notification given by our Latter-day prophet, Gordon B. Hinckley. I can testify to all who read this that the message is true. I've experienced it, and my testimony has grown since then. I read the new era more and feel the Spirit, and it helps me to better prepare myself to go on a mission. There isn't a better magazine out there with such truth and warmth than the new era. Kurt Addison, Castledale, Utah, via email. A guiding inspiration. I'm writing to tell you how much of an inspiration the new era is to me. In my ward, there are not many members, and I'm the only young woman, so I feel I have no one my age to talk to. Sometimes I feel very lonely, but the magazine is such a help to me. It guides me and inspires me to become a better person in so many ways. It helps me understand that I'm not the only person in this situation. I am so thankful that there is a magazine like this in the church. Elaine Reynolds, Wrexham, Wales, via email. The New Era welcomes your letters. Send them to We've Got Mail, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or via email at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section, We've Got Mail. Poem